Beloved radio friends, I praise God for you all who have continued to listen to these broadcasts regularly. I'm very much encouraged at your feedback, which indicates that you are being impacted. God will continue to inspire us as we continue to bring these transformational messages. My topic today is awakening your potential and capacity. Awakening your potential and capacity. We shall take a reading from the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 11 to verse 23. Judges, chapter 6, verse 11 to verse 23. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash and Abiezerite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Gideon said to him, "O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are his miracles, which our fathers told us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivers us into the hands of the Midianites." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this thy might," or "go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" So he said to him, "Oh my God, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man." Then he said to him, "If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talk with me. Do not depart from here, I pray, until I come to you and bring out my offering and set it before you." And he said, "I will wait until you come back." So Gideon went in and prepared a young goat and unleavened bread from the ephah of flour. The meat he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and he brought them out to him under the terebinth tree and presented them. Verse 20. The angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and unleavened bread and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth." And he did so. And the angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread. And fire rose out of the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread. And the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Now Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord. So Gideon said, "Alas, O Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." Verse 23. Then the Lord said to him, "Peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, may your word enter into my hearers and awaken them to realize their potential and capability. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Recently, I was addressing our members in one church, and I drew their attention to the fact that a few years ago, they would not have agreed that they will move to the magnificent building they are presently occupying, with good offices, chapels, and children's section. What a good place. I told them that when the pastor announced the project, some of them were like the 10 spies sent by Joshua to go and view the land and bring back report. They would have said to the pastor, "We are not able to go up and possess the land." Most people are unaware of the potential locked up inside of them. It is my duty as a servant of God to inform you that there is untapped potential inside of you. If by the grace of God, you agree to unlock the potential, you will move from ordinary to extraordinary. Do you notice from our Bible passage in verse 12 that Gideon was harvesting wheat and hiding them away from the Midianites? and also hiding himself. But the angel of the Lord that appeared to him addressed him as a mighty man of valor. How do you address a fearful man who was in hiding as a mighty man of valor? What did God see in him? His potential, his capability. Hello, radio friends. God knows your potential. God knows your capability. What you can achieve if you allow the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to unlock your potential and capability is known to God. Let me define these two words, potential and capability. Potential means having or showing the capacity to develop into something in the future. The second meaning is that it means latent qualities or abilities that may be developed and lead to future success or usefulness. On the other hand, capacity means the maximum amount that something can contain, or the amount that something can produce, or the ability or power to do or understand something. Radio friends, you can see that potential is a priceless treasure like gold. In other words, you have gold hidden within you, but we have to dig to get it out. As a servant of God, I can specifically tell you that I see gold in you. Your life is full of great potential. Understand that there is no person living who is not capable of doing more than he thinks he can do. I wish I can succeed in convincing you that you have the potential and capacity to be anything you want. Potential and capacity mean nothing if you do not do anything with it. Going back to our text in Judges chapter 6, it is as if Gideon was at a ground zero. God awakened the potential and capability in him. This awakening lifted him to a hero. Notice that God did not do that alone without Gideon's cooperation and active participation. Your inner potential and capacity cannot develop without your willingness and conscious participation. I wish to stop here today and continue this message in the next broadcast, but let me say that I do not know the stage of life you are in or what hindrances lay in front of you. I do not know how much lack in gifts, abilities, and knowledge, but one thing I know is that God desires to use you in extraordinary ways to expand his kingdom and raise you to a desired level. God does not choose on the basis of what you are doing, but on the basis of the potential that is in you. If only you can allow Jesus to be your Lord and Master, he will awaken the potential that is locked up in you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I have spoken your word. This is the much I can do in the present circumstance. May the Holy Spirit continue his work in the life of my hearers until the hidden potential in them is awakened and used to your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.